when he was reviled, did not revile. When he suffered, he threatened not. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's often joked about that a person shouldn't pray for patience, because if they pray for patience, God might hear their prayer. And the meaning of that little saying, that little joke, is that if a person prays for patience, then when that prayer is answered, they'll be given the opportunity to exercise that virtue. Their patience will be tried. They'll find that to be a hardship upon themselves in order to overcome. And so people oftentimes, at least half jokingly, will talk about not praying for the virtue of patience because they know just how hard it can be to exercise. However, patience is a virtue that we should all pray for. It's a virtue that we should all really strive in our lives to exercise more perfectly. Because by growing in patience, we immediately grow closer to God in our lives. We imitate Him in that very virtue, as was pointed out in the epistle. He is sinless, and He suffers for our sins patiently all throughout His passion, never murmuring against what trials have fallen upon Him, but rather He bears it well and perfectly. He is patient with everyone in this life as well, that He knows and sees us all continually fall into the trappings of sin. We offend Him by our sins, and yet He still is so patient with us, allowing us to come back again and again and again through the sacrament of penance, and to cleanse our souls all over again, and to start anew, and to try anew with that new fervor to try to work our way towards salvation. And then we fall and offend Him again, and yet He's right there waiting for us in that same sacrament to forgive us all over again. He even is patient with those who offend Him most directly. Those people who offend Him by the sin of perjury, that is, lying under oath, calling God down as a witness to a lie, the being that is all truth, called as the witness to a lie. Or the sin of blasphemy, the direct assault upon God and upon His religion with that malicious intent. He still is patient with all of them. And so we see in all of that, that perfect example given to us. And we become better able to imitate God by following that one simple virtue. We also find ourselves better able to imitate and grow closer to Him, because by practicing patience, we are better able to avoid other sins in the future. How is this? Well, patience can be defined simply as this: maintaining a peace of mind and soul in difficulties. And because patience is one of the highest levels of self-control that we can exercise, it is our wills controlling our passions, and most especially the passion of anger, something that spurs up at that, just, you know, momentarily, right away, without really like much of a build-up that goes with it. Because it's such a high level of exercise of the control of our wills over our passions, it therefore will help us to control that fight against other temptations that are to a lesser degree than that immediate threat of the passion of anger when it comes to us. And because it's hard to control that which is not thought out or warned to us, and so therefore the easier will become that much more easy by being able to do the harder. Next, patience with faults of our neighbor or offenses that are given to us is an extremely pleasing sacrifice to God. all of us will have, to some degree or another, that initial reaction that comes with that temptation to reach out and to lance out against offenses given to us. It offends our sense of justice in a way. It offends our sense of what seems to be right in our own eyes and what may be something that is tolerable for us. That we just don't want to deal with somebody else offending us or doing something wrong to us. And in a way, it's tied in with a little bit of what is right. Yet, because it is, you know, it's an offense, it's something done wrong to us. But when we bear that well, when we bear that patiently, it's a sacrifice that we give, because we know that times are going to come where people do offend us, where people do speak against us, when they do act against us, or they do really try us. And we imitate Christ by, in his passion, by that very action of offering up those sacrifices of the faults our neighbors commit against us. And most especially, it allows us to increase in a different virtue, that of charity. That by increasing in patience, our charity grows towards our neighbor. And when our charity grows, we know that we cover the multitude of the commandments of God to us. Next, patience in other trials outside of the things that are contrary to our that virtue to us in the offenses of others. Patience in other trials, like sickness or hardships of life, they unite us more perfectly to divine providence, which is why that virtue is so important. There's nothing more important than to follow God's will, because in doing God's will, we find ourselves getting closer to heaven. That's the ultimate will of God, is for us to save our souls. And so each little step of the way that we do the things that God desires for us in this life, we in turn get one step closer to him. And by dealing with sicknesses and hardships well, and then that God is permitting us to suffer through, that patience allows us to accept those aspects of the divine will. And in that way, the spiritual writers many times talk about that we share in the same virtues as the martyrs shared in, and we become like them. St. Teresa of Avila said that if we bear slight things patiently, we shall acquire courage and strength to bear great things. And then St. Gregory the Great says that by unwavering patience, the crown of martyrdom is acquired without the sword. That same virtue exercised in our day-to-day lives, simply by resigning ourselves with a peace of mind and soul to the things that oftentimes we can't even avoid in our lives, those difficulties that come our way. Now, another example of why patience is so important is that it's not just important for ourselves. It also is a great being seen is a great tool for gaining other souls through the exercise of that virtue, because it's a clear outward sign of a Christian if we exercise patience. Being patient is difficult. Being patient is contrary to our natural inclinations oftentimes. And to strive for that higher level is something that really truly is specific to that of acting in Christian virtue. Well, our saint today is a perfect example of that. That saint being St. Catherine of Siena. St. Catherine of Siena is perhaps one of my favorite saints of all time. Not because in any way that her life is really attainable for ourselves, but because she exercised virtue so perfectly in so many aspects that it really is the highest of models of people that we can follow oftentimes. I remember being told about a book of the life of St. Catherine of Siena and being handed the book and said, being told, don't try to imitate her actions because you can't, but only try to grasp and hold on to the virtues that she embodied. And patience, certainly one of those most primary ones that she held on to. Her life is too rich to fit into a sermon, but this one little story, I think, shows the example of this virtue of patience so well, and the good that it does for souls. One, in St. Catherine's life, she took it upon herself as a divine mission to care for the sick, and she worked tirelessly in taking care of the most sick and downtrodden of people, most helpless of people in her area. And there was this one old lady, and she was like this really, really miserable old lady, and she was mean, and she was extremely rude towards St. Catherine, and she was very unjust and treated her unkindly. And St. Catherine, all the steps of the way, she returned kindness always to her. She never spoke out against her, and she never spoke of her ills to another person. She never complained about the things that she had to do. And this woman would even beat her when all Saint Catherine was doing was coming around to dress her wounds or to clean her and to do acts of charity. This woman would take her cane sometimes and beat Saint Catherine with it as a return for her charity. Well, one day, as this woman was getting more and more ill, and she had these open wounds that were infected, and they weeped, and the discharge was very foul smelling, and Saint Catherine, even though every day she would clean these wounds with the utmost care and with the utmost, you know, delicacy and kindness, and tried to always be extraordinarily calm and patient to this woman. Well, one day the wound was so bad that it actually caused a natural reflux in St. Catherine, and she had a little bit of a gag towards what she was doing. And the woman, the old woman, saw that, and it caused a mild embarrassment in it. And St. Catherine, this is the part now that we cannot imitate in our lives, but we can grasp the virtue of. St. Catherine, and despite all this woman's cruelties, was horrified that she had even that involuntary reflux to the smell. And so she immediately did possibly the most disgusting thing ever and picked up the basin which the washings had been taking place in and drank it there in front of her. And immediately upon consuming it, the woman realized that all this time she had been so cruel to this little nun. And all this time, St. Catherine did nothing in return except exercise extreme kindness. And even when it came down to something that was totally involuntary, she would rather do something absolutely horrific than to give even the slightest offense by something she could not control. And in seeing that example, the woman immediately wept. She immediately broke down and repented of all the ill treatment that she had given St. Catherine of Siena. She immediately stopped all the cruel things that she did, and she was as docile as a lamb, and she was truly penitent for the cruel things that she had done. And shortly thereafter, died a very most holy death. All because of the example of patience regularly exercised by that great saint. Now, we should not fear to pray for the virtue of patience. It's a most necessary and wonderful virtue. And we as Christians should never shy away from something just because we know that it's going to be hard. That cannot be our lot in life. But rather, in seeing that something is hard, in seeing that a virtue is difficult to exercise, we should strive after it even more so. Because we know by its difficulty that it's worth working towards. It's worth possessing for ourselves because it's going to be that much more pleasing and that much more united to God Himself. Our Lord's passion, our Lord's cross was hard, He didn't take it on because it was easy. But yet, it was the only thing he was created for. It was the only reason he came to earth. It was what he began working towards from the very first breath that he took on this earth. And it was that cross that led us to this season now, this time of joy in celebrating his resurrection, in the joy of his opening the gates of heaven again by his conquering of death and of sin by that cross and passion. And for us, it's by working on our own patience, by doing it because it's hard, that we will also find it leading us to that same end, to that same joy, because it leads us to that same gate of paradise opened by Christ and his sufferings. And it's for that that we strive after a virtue which so easily can escape us and so easily can be something that we look past, but it's something so necessary for us to focus on. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.